Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I am Gaius, John Batchelor. Germanicus is on the road. Germanicus is in Londinium, as we both are, but I'm in Londinium 91 AD. He's in Londinium in the 21st century. And this road trip is to remind all of us that there's a continuity between the Roman Empire and the American Empire, inherited from the British Empire. The duty is to patrol, to keep the peace, and to punish those who challenge the might of Rome or the might of the British Empire or the might of the American Empire. That's certainly evident in the Middle East right now, but we're going to begin in Kiev because there have been developments these last days since Germanicus and I spoke. Remember, we're simultaneously in two different Londons, the London of the 21st century and the Londinium of 91 AD. Comfortable here in 91 AD, where we have a cup of wine, we're by the Thames, we're surrounded by retired centurions and their families. It's a mild winter day, and we learn that there's trouble in the 21st century Kiev. Germanicus, for some months now, has been very carefully explicating why Kiev is failing. Now we have a situation that's beyond failure. It approaches farce, but it certainly speaks to the disorder of the Ukrainian experiment. Ukraine's army chief takes swipe at Zelensky over war failures. This is a headline in the Telegraph in these last days. General Valery Zaluzhny hints at president's reluctance to back his call for a military draft of up to 500,000 people to help defeat Russia. General Zaluzhny called on his political masters to seize the moment, as he alluded to Zelensky's reluctance. The popular general, writes the Telegraph, who is expected to be sacked within days, he was not, according to numerous reports, went public. What happened after this is we learned that President Zelensky fired Zaluzhny, and yet Zaluzhny refused to leave his office or his post. So as far as we know, Zaluzhny remains the general-in-chief of the army. Zelensky remains the president of the country, and the frontline situation is no better. The shells are very carefully husbanded by the Ukrainian forces. The Russians continue to bombard cities that are not adequately protected by air defense. And the U.S. and the U.K. look to be the only sizable backers of Ukraine. NATO is concerned with its own defenses. The EU has passed a 50 billion euro plan to help Ukraine, but that's mostly entirely devoted to rebuilding, not arming. This is the EU. And right now, we have a question mark about what comes next for a country where the president is not really in charge of the army. Germanicus, there you are in the 21st century in Londinium, at the edge of what was once the Roman Empire, now is at the edge of what is the European Empire. How do you measure this dispute between Zaluzhny and Zelensky? Good evening to you.
Good evening, Gaius. The problems that the U.S. is having with a failing client state echo similar disastrous comings apart in Vietnam several decades ago, but also in Iraq and Afghanistan during the so-called global war on terror. And this comes about as a result of the U.S. attempting to essentially create a state on the basis of our interests and needs and desires, and to do so essentially out of political whole cloth. And the effort requires creating institutions, governance, administration, and, of course, a workable army. And in many ways, the failures, whether it's Vietnam, Iraq, Afghanistan, certain Latin American states, you know, Cuba in the 1950s, it all ends up in a coup d'etat-like regime collapse. And I say coup d'etat-like because the forces that need to work together in a stable nation instead, under stress, go at each other's throats. And in Vietnam, for example, you had a series of coups and one general replacing another. And this is on the verge of happening in Ukraine, in large part because the U.S. created a new Ukraine in the coup d'etat that the U.S. engineered in 2014. And that new Ukraine was inherently unstable. And it had too many visions of the nation working across purposes. And it was too corrupt. And corruption, of course, is another leitmotif, another thread or skein running through this problem of the unsustainable client state. And it's all coming to roost now. And even though Ukraine is remarkable in having a tremendously tough military, willing to suffer unbearable and unbelievable conditions and losses, that ability to hang on in dogged defense is crumbling, and we see it day by day on the battlefield. And at this point, Ukraine is losing between 8,000 and 9,000 irrecoverable casualties every week, and the manpower pool is not there, and the Ukrainians have a woman power pool, I suppose you could say, but there is tremendous resistance to sacrificing, you know, the mothers of the future to the war of the present. And Ukraine has already sacrificed their men, and to do so with the women, that's why you have a lot of Ukrainian politicians now really objecting to the mobilization law, which could not be implemented even if it was passed.
Germanicus, this dispute between the general and the president, there's no constitutional way to resolve this.
Because there's no constitution, really. And the constitutional framing that was in place at the beginning of the war has been suspended. And in a way, Zelensky undermined his position by canceling elections, putting himself in a situation where he had no way when things got rough and he was under siege, there was no way for him to rescue his situation by getting a vote of confidence or a re-legitimation. And the absence of elections and some kind of constitutional framing during a wartime emergency essentially encourages, in a situation of extremis, it encourages a general who has the confidence of the army to take over from someone who is failing and is no longer held in trust by the people. And we know this is true, certainly, of Zelensky. And Zelensky, like all successful coup leaders, has the army behind him, and Zelensky doesn't. Zelensky went to the young, attractive superhero type Budanov and said, will you be the successor? And he refused. And that kind of indicates the situation that Zelensky is facing. Plus, we don't know what the U.S. has decided. in terms of Zelensky's fate.
Well, let us hope it is not Vietnam. You remind me, Germanicus and I have now and again touched on Vietnam in our conversations. You will remember after Diem was assassinated at the, we think, direction of the U.S., although everybody said, well, we didn't quite order it. We just said, will no one relieve us of this man? Something along those lines.
Yes.
They got big men who had the example of being the man most likely to eat McDonald's all day in all of Vietnam. And big men was so obviously ill-suited to be a political leader, we then got two in key for the rest of the war. There was the U.S. installed someone called a president and a vice president, both of whom were inadequate.
We did this in Iraq.
Yes, and it's our style, and we can guarantee that whoever is installed replacing Zelensky will be for the balance of the relationship, just forever.
Well, Victoria Nuland, who is the essentially the eminence grise who engineered the coup in 2014, was in Kiev just a few days ago. And we don't know what message she conveyed. And in many ways, how this will turn out depends on how well we can analyze the interests of the imperial palace. I mean, the courtiers in the inner precincts of the palace.
Well, we've got an election.
Can
we agree that there will be nothing significant until after the election in November of this year, that will float along with Zelensky speaking against Zelensky, with Zelensky making asides about Zelensky, and no guarantee. We have to move to NATO, Germanicus, because NATO, since we last spoke, NATO's decided to go nuke. And so we've got to deal with a completely different understanding of threat. Germanicus is traveling in 21st century London. I remain in 1st century AD, Londinium. We're speaking in the same city, somewhat 2,000 years apart. However, we're speaking of two empires, the Roman Empire, which didn't have a challenge quite the same as a president and a general, although the Roman Empire did create the model that a political general represents with Marius, and that we'll speak of that in a moment. Right now we're going to go to NATO, where we're told there are plans to deploy gravity bombs, B-61 nuclear weapons, to the United Kingdom for the first time in 15 years. Why? This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I am Gaius. Germanicus is Makovlejos.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.